Dr. Abadir dictating a note again on McKinley Stone, McKinleigh, Stone, Stone, birthday 3/29/19, dictation 125/24. Patient presents a history of congestion, slight cough, and personal fever, with sore throat for the past 3 days. Mother's review of symptoms. Mother states she thought she had strep a couple of weeks ago with occasional sore throat without medical evaluation with clear, with spontaneous clearing. Past history, he has history of airway obstruction reported 2 to 3 years ago, seen at Texas Children's Hospital with observation without clear cause of obstruction. Social family history, non-contributory. Physical exam, general appearance, mild distress, crying, fearful, without evidence of physical distress, hit eyes, ears, and throat, tearing without crying, without with questionable slight erythema of the pharynx, with slight conjunctival injection, no matting. Rhinorrhea present, and inflammation of pharynx, without swelling or exudates, neck with 1+ Montender adenopathy, lungs, clear auscultation, percussion, and no evidence of respiratory obstruction, breath sounds within normal limits, O2 saturation was 98-99 when repeated from nurse, with no apparent respiratory distress, heart rate rhythm without murmurs or gallop, lungs clear, auscultation, percussion, extremities, skin, neuropsychiatric, all within normal limits, impression, upper respiratory infection, pharyngitis, apparent viral conjunctivitis, was given prescription for azithromycin, erythromycin, ophthalmic, with recommendation for observation, to use vaporizer with O2 saturation device suggested, with respiratory precautions given, to follow with pediatrician and advised to go to Texas Children's Hospital immediately if any evidence or signs of respiratory distress. Or to seek emergency attention here at Texas Emergency Hospital. Do not feel that imminent respiratory distress is evident, and try to assure parents that child appears to be in no serious distress, but advise to go to Texas Children's Hospital if any change or worsening or continued concern. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.